It's been almost a month since Hattie Kwan went missing in the Dominican Republic. The 30-year-old Vancouver man was swept into the ocean while trying to save another swimmer from dangerous waters. Now, on Saturday, his family and friends are holding a memorial celebration here in Vancouver. Hattie Kwan is Hattie's brother, and we're delighted to have him here in our studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, you hate to say condolences because we don't know, but everybody keeps a good thought. But how are you and the family getting by?
Well, we're actually keeping hope and trying to stay positive as much as we can about it. We're making a point of not speaking about Hattie in the past tense and those kinds of things.
How will you celebrate Hattie this Saturday then?
We've focused the celebration on a lot of things that we think Hattie would have wanted us to do, and Hattie things that Hattie enjoys. We're going to have some musicians come in. He really loved music, especially in the last couple of years. He's really got involved in his love of music, so we're going to have a lot of music there, have an opportunity for guests, friends, and family to mingle and share stories, because the kinds of stories that you can tell about Hattie are really uplifting and make you smile and laugh.
Let's put everything now in the present tense then. So we'll say, what kind of a guy is Hattie?
Well, anyone who goes to the Facebook page will notice that, and I think there's 900-plus members the last time I checked, will notice that there's not a single thing that that's bad that's said about him. He's that kind of person that he's easygoing, he's charming and charismatic, and he always manages to make you feel like, after you meet with him and you walk away feeling like you could be a better person and that there's a lot of hope and potential. He just happens to be one of those special kinds of people that can really make you believe the impossible.
Make you believe the impossible? How so?
Well, he's a model of self-improvement, and he always talks about how things could be better and gives real options. I mean, he wasn't just blowing hot air or anything. He's a really good example of how to treat other people, how to conduct your life, how to live life to the fullest. He's an excellent example of humility and generosity, for sure. And as for me, I can say that you couldn't have a more loyal and loving brother. He's always been there for me. I owe a lot of even what I have today in my life to his generosity. And I think a lot of people, not just family, would say that about Hattie, would say that they feel like they really miss their brother.
At the time of the incident, there was criticism of the resort in the Dominican Republic. Local authorities as well were criticized, and the Canadian government. Now, almost a month later, what's the main concern you have about what happened to your brother?
The main concern that I have is that what makes it so tragic and so upsetting and frustrating is that it's 100% preventable. I don't want to sit here and make it a point to blame people and point fingers. That's not my intention. But I want to really make people aware that, like I say, this was completely preventable. It was just a matter of simple things, like the resort didn't have lifeguards in their lifeguard posts. They didn't have the equipment to be able to even – simple things like binoculars, life jackets, boogie boards for people to go out on. Even preventing people from going in the water, I think that the resort could have done a much better job at informing people how dangerous those waters really are. Everyone local there knows how dangerous those waters are, and guests that come to the country should be informed of the same thing. As far as the local authorities, a lot of them came and had a presence, but realistically didn't have a lot of concrete help. Not a lot of practical outcomes were produced by their presence.
You, your family, friends went down there, search for days, for weeks after he disappeared.
Yeah.
In what some people might think was a futile effort, why were you so compelled to keep looking?
I can speak for myself, mostly because if it was me in the water, that's what Hattie would do. Also because we didn't find anything, and because it seemed as though there was so many possible options as to where he might have ended up, that we had to turn over every stone and search every possible area and chase down every lead that we could just to make sure that he wasn't there, because he's also a fighter. And if he would have had a chance, he would have been able to make it. So we just didn't want to leave feeling like we didn't do everything that we possibly could.
But, Henny, how hard is it to get on that airplane to come home again without any answers?
Tremendously hard. To this day, I still feel like maybe there was more that I could have done. I still obviously think about a lot. And I'm not sure that there is a concrete answer for any of us that tells us that we did do enough, or that we chased down every option, or that he's not still out there, or what happened. That's the thing. The difficult thing is we don't know what happened exactly. So for us, we've chosen to, like I say, keep the hope and keep our memories of him alive.
Now, you're nominating your brother for Governor General's Dedication for Bravery.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, one of the things that we absolutely believe is that he needs to be recognized for the act that that he took that day. Is a heroic act, absolutely a part of his personality, a part of the way that he is. And we
put himself in harm's way for someone else.
Absolutely, he'll give everything that he has to you without thinking twice about it. And we think that that absolutely deserves recognition, and there's no better way we can find than to have him recognized with a dedication or a decoration for bravery.
And you've also put up a website?
Yeah, we've put it up a website. It's HattieKwan.com, and people can go and check out all the stuff that we're doing, read the story about Hattie, and find out about fundraisers and this nonprofit foundation that we're hoping to put up to try to prevent this from ever happening again, so another family doesn't have to go through this. So all the information's on there for people to look at and be able to help in any way they can.
What's the latest you've heard from the Dominican Republic?
Well, we've been keeping in contact with the resort itself. We've been keeping in contact with the Canadian Embassy officials down there. And we're hoping that we can work with them directly and actually implement preventative safety procedures and implement ocean safety standards. I don't think it's difficult. It's not expensive, and it's not difficult. It's just a matter of having people take on that initiative. So at the moment, we're caught up in all the stuff here and grieving and do the memorial, but we'd like to be able to pursue that with a little bit more vigor once this is all said and done.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks.
Henny Kwan is Hattie Kwan's brother. And the website, once again, if you're looking for more information, is www.hattiekwan, HaddieKwan, HaddieKwan.com. 3 minutes to go now before 7 o'clock here on the Early Edition.